I'm not at all surprised. It's been known for a long time that chronic shift work, and by that I mean people that do shift work for more than, say, 10 years, is damaging to your body and maybe your brain. Given the evidence suggests that people get increased rates of cancer, increased rates of hypertension, diabetes, and now it seems that your brain doesn't work so well if you're doing chronic shift work. And the more worrying implication is that you can actually do damage to your brain that may or may not be reversible.
How could your brain change as a result of doing irregular shift patterns?
Well, one theory is that during sleep, our brain detoxifies, so proteins accumulate during the waking day, and these proteins that can be harmful if they're there for too long or in a misfolded shape, these proteins are dealt with by sleep. So the brain detoxifies, and if you don't sleep, you don't detoxify, and these proteins may accumulate and possibly link to diseases like Alzheimer's disease.
What can you do to try and test people, to look out for the signs that there is something more serious going wrong?
Oh, it's difficult. I mean, brain scans aren't usually that accurate or sensitive enough to pick up subtle brain damage. So we're relying on the way the brain functions. So memory tests, tests of attention are particularly sensitive to poor sleep. You can do tests, you can perform maths, but you can't sustain it. So tests of sustained attention vigilance are particularly affected by chronic poor sleep. If you're doing chronic shift work, you are going to be sleep deprived to some extent, but that's not so much a lack of sleep in total sleep time. It's the quality of sleep that goes particularly out the window. When we go to sleep, in the first hour or two, we hit what's called deep non-REM sleep or slow wave sleep. Now, this is the good stuff in a sense. So, if you get an hour and a half of this deep sleep per night, you'll feel refreshed in the morning. Now, this deep sleep only really happens properly at night, especially if you're young, if you're a kid. And if you try and sleep during the day, doing shift work, you will not get this particularly deep, good sleep. And there's a big age factor here. I mentioned that kids get this deep sleep beautifully. From the age of 25, it's been shown that this deep sleep tends to deteriorate with age. And by the time you're 60, 70, you're not getting much of it at all. And if you factor in shift work with age, then that's a perfect storm for problems.
There are all kinds of shift workers in the BBC Tees area, from people over at the steelworks who are making metal all night, to people at this very hospital, who've got to staff the wards, through the night, through the day. Is there anything people can do to try and minimise the effects of the damage that sleep shift patterns might be doing to them?
The key is to get enough good sleep over a 24-hour period if you can, and you don't tend to get that in the day if you try and sleep. People try and use sleeping pills to aid sleep during the day. That's not usually a particularly effective way of going about it because drugs tend to give you sleep, but not good sleep. So the only real answer is to avoid shift work. Some people manage very well with a fixed shift, and they can adapt and adjust their lives reasonably well, but it's the rotating shifts that are particularly difficult for the brain to deal with. You just don't adapt in time when your next shift is due. And they're the ones that we think are the most damaging long term. But again, it's an age thing, and people can wing it in their, say, 20s, 30s. It's over 40 when the problems probably start.
This is a very hard working region. It's a very sort of tough mentality that we have in the Northeast. Is that a problem? Is there a problem with people feeling that refusing to do shifts or not being prepared to get up early in the morning or work late at night is seen as weakness?
Yeah, there's a massive culture against sleep. Well, traditionally there has been. It started with Napoleon, who said that the amount of sleep we need, it's 6 hours for a man, 7 hours for a woman, and 8 hours for a fool. And that was followed up by Edison, who was a famous short sleeper, and of course Margaret Thatcher were fueled this idea that sleep is for wimps. We're slowly getting over that now, I think. The importance of sleep, or good quality sleep, is increasingly recognised by everyone, not just neurologists, but general doctors, diabetologists, and the like. So I think we are slowly changing to realise that we have an absolute need for sleep. It's really important. We've evolved over billions of years to have sleep. You can't not have sleep. Every animal that has a brain has to have sleep.